days, you also start behaving and acting like that friend of yours. And God forbid if that friend of yours was a sinner, a wrongdoer, after a few days, we find that we also become a replica of that friend of ours, and we also start behaving like that sinner and that wrongdoer. Then says, وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِي. The food you prepare. Now, this is being mentioned regardless of what the fatwas of the ulama is. The ruling is that Ahle Kitab, they are tahir, they are pak. You can, anything cooked by them, if it's halal for you to consume, you can. And you can also give your food to them. This is concerning the elite class mu'mineen who want to be and come to a status, come closer and closer to Allah, reduce the distance between them and their God. It's for those people. Now, because everything has to be said, everything has to be mentioned, like the advertisements we see when they want to advertise about the aircraft, they always show the first class. The economy cabin is not showed that much. It's only the first class, the business class, so that people, they are tempted to that airline. So this is the same thing that we are also mentioning for those elite class and those elite class members. وَلَا يَأْكُلُ تَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيمُ. That is, the food that you prepare, give it to the best of the people. وَلَا تَأْكُلْ تَعَامَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And then Rasulullah says, you don't eat the food of the sinners, of the wrongdoers. If something is prepared by these wrongdoers, by these sinners, then by eating his food the next day, the next step is that he is going to have a lot of expectations from you. Then he may have some plans in his mind and he wants them to be done by you. But you have that disassociation and that segregation with him, that distinction with him, then that second phase will never come into existence. Rasulullah says, لَا تَأْكُلْ تَعَامَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Food prepared by these fasiqeen, don't eat. I'll give you an incident, and that is, a few decades ago, two decades, three decades ago, a person named Sayyid Kazim, an illiterate person, he couldn't read, he couldn't write, lives in Qum. And this is quoted by Ayatollah al-Uzma Makarim Shirazi and the ulama of this batch. They have witnessed this person. Marhum Ayatollah al-Uzma Shaykh Murtaza Ha'iri, the son of the founder of the Hawza Ilmiya of Qum, he says that once I wanted to test this person, I'll mention how he tested me. This illiterate person who could never read or write, all of a sudden, out of the blue, he becomes the Hafiz of Quran. He could read Quran and he could recite any ayat of Quran from anywhere. How did that happen? He says that I was working for my employer and my boss, he never paid zakat. I told him, pay zakat, this money that I take from you, I eat from that money. I feed my wife and children. And because this wealth of yours is najis, I don't want that najasat to get into my belly. I don't want them to eat that najis. For the second time he says, don't pay that zakat or else I won't. And the third time he says the same thing and his employer, he doesn't listen to him. He says, now that you don't want to listen to the word and the teachings of God, I can't work with you. The moment he said no, that was the very moment he was blessed with this karamat. Quran, which he never could recite an ayah, a verse of it, could not read, he becomes a hafiz and someone who holds this Quran in his chest. Marhum Ayatullah al-Uzma Murtaza Ha'iri, he says that to test him, I kept a book of hadith before him and said, this is Quran, can you read it? He says, it's not Quran, but some words of it, which are Quran, he recited for him. And then when he was asked that how come you could pick those words that were Quran from those that were not Quran, he says, Quran glows before me and I can read it. So that was as a result of saying no to that haram, saying no to that contaminated wealth. So when Rasulullah says, La ya'kul, la ta'kul ta'am al-fasiqin, don't eat the wealth of those who are fasiq, All these benefits we get. Ya abada at'im tamamaka man tuhibbuhu fillah. Abada, your food, give it to them, those who love, who you love in the way of Allah. That is to mu'mineen. When it comes to tabarruk, when you want to provide tabarruk for a majlis, it's great, it's dignified. There is nothing which could be a match to it, because it's related to Hussein. Tabarruk which is given in a majlis, that too, it's huge. Great reward for that. It has to be pure in every aspect, that purity has to be observed. Etiquettes have to be observed of how this has to be prepared. It has to be tahir, tayyib, because it's being presented in a majlis and because it is related to Hussein. Etiquettes are that when you want to offer this tabarruk, give it in a very dignified way. If someone comes to you, present it before him, not that put it in his hand. All these little tips we have, teachings from Ma'sumin, how delicate a person and refined he becomes when he observes these adab, when it comes to a majlis related to Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then Rasulullah says, when it comes to choosing a friend, do you choose anyone as your friend? Or are there etiquettes and adab to be observed? Says that al-Muslimu akhul Muslim huwa aynuhu wa mir'atuhu wa daliluhu la yakhunuhu wa la yazlimuhu wa la yakdhibuhu wa la yaghtabu. Says a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He is the eyes of that person. That is, I see what I see for myself, for himself. I protect him in his presence and I protect him behind his back. And I become a proof for him, a guide for him, may he be present or may he be absent. Wala yahunu, and I don't cheat him. Wala yazlimuhu, nor oppress him. Or when it is behind his back, I support him, I don't backbite him. That is how Rasulullah mentions the criteria of choosing a friend. Now who can be a best friend? Says, man dhakkarakum billahi ru'yatahu. That is, when you look at him, you are reminded of Allah. That is the best friend. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ. You look at him or you associate with him, you be with him, your ilm is increased. Mantiquhu, and then the speech you have that also is enhanced, and you talk about God. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And his actions, they remind you of the hereafter. That should be your friend. The criteria which Rasulullah clearly mentions that how we should be. And if you look into Quran, we find that on the day of judgment, there will be a group of people, they would say that يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. That I wish that we had not chosen that person as our friend because he misled us, he misguided us. For that reason, although we are living in the West and we have all these non-Muslims around us, it doesn't mean that we have to be really bloody friends with them. No, be a friend. You can sit, you can chat, you can associate with them. But that bond has to be with a mu'min. Bond has to be with a muttaqi. Hadith says that, that is, man ahabba hajaran hasharahu Allah ma'a. That is, if you love a stone, Allah will raise you with that stone. If we were associates and friends with mu'mineen, we will be raised with mu'mineen. If we were associates and friends with kuffar, we will be raised with the kuffar. So the idea is that because we are heading towards an akhirah, the prosperity which Allah talks about is that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That someone who has purified himself is someone who is prosperous. That prosperity has to be always focused towards Akhirah. That is, if I find a job which is good, I have to see if that is beneficial for my Akhirah. If it is a home that I'm living in, I have to see if that home, that house of mine helps me becoming a better person. Does that house help in serving others, serving mu'mineen? And is that a place where I can worship my God better? If that is all that criteria is there, in every aspect, in every step, if God is there, we find that the destination is going to be easy. Says, انظروا من تحادثون فإنه ليس من أحد ينزل به الموت إلا مثل له أصحابه إلى الله. Rasulullah says that see who you associate and who you talk with. Because when the time of death of an individual comes, he says that all those associates and friends of his, they will take a form. As it was mentioned in that hadith, that if you love a stone, you will be raised with the stone. فَإِنْ كَانُوا خِيَارٌ فَخِيَارٌ خِيَارًا فَخِيَارٌ. That if that person who you associated with was good, a good form will be before you and you will be with that good form. In riwayat, we do find that many a times we memorize many of the ayat and surahs of Quran. For example, Surah Ar-Rahman, I memorized it and I forgot. Riwayat, they say that on the day of judgment and when everyone will have checked in into the heavens, they will regret. Why will they regret? They will see beautiful forms and faces present and they say, I think I know them and I wish they were with me in this heaven. And then they will be addressed that these were those surahs and ayat which you had memorized and you had forgotten. Had you not forgotten them, they were with you even in the heaven. So that association has to be strong, the bond has to be strong for them to remain with us. So, Ya Aba Dhar, La Tusahib Illa Mu'minan. Aba Dhar, associate only with a mu'min. Wala Yakul Ta'amaka Illa Taqi. Your food, make it as such that only the mu'mineen, they benefit from it. Wala Ta'kul Ta'amal Fasiqeen. And never eat the food prepared by the sinner, by the wrongdoers. So this is one. And now he starts talking about the description of the hell and the heaven. Among the greatest blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or the largest of his creation, are the hell and the heaven. Wherein the check-in hasn't started yet, and that will be from the day of judgment. There is nothing greater than the hell and the heaven that Allah has created. By looking and pondering into this creation of Allah, we can get a gloomy picture of how this hell and heaven is created by Him and how He can. For example, among the creations that He has in this dunya, you can look into this little ant where Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in says that لَوْ فَكَّرُوا فِي عَظِيمِ الْقُدْرَةِ وَجَسِيمِ النِّعْمَةِ. If you look into and ponder into this little tiny small ant, and if it was to walk into your eye and it comes into the corner of that eye, you cannot even see that little ant. And that one little ant, everything which this huge human being has, that little ant possesses. Sustenance, rizq, food, drink of that ant, it's upon Allah. He provides a whole creation in that little tiny ant, which is not more than a dot. Now, here says that Ya Aba Dhar, لو كان لرجل عمل سبعين نبيا. Aba Dhar, if a person possessed actions equal to the actions and a'mal of 70 prophets. The a'mal which we have, it's not even equal to the a'mal of an economy class mu'min. Here he says that if a person, he possesses a'mal, that one person possessing the a'mal equal to the actions of 70 prophets, seeing the horror of the Day of Judgment, they would say, لَاسْتَقَلَّ عَمَلُهُ مِنْ شِدَّةِ مَا يَرَى يَوْمَ إِذٍ. That is, upon by seeing the horror of the day of Qiyamah, judgment, he would see how less those a'mal are going to be. That is, the a'mal of those 70 prophets. says لو أن دلوا صب من غسلين في مطلع الشمس, then says غسلين is the drink of those to whom the hell will be assigned. غسلين, it is the dirt of the sins. That is like when we wash dirty clothes, the dirt which comes out, it is squeezed out of the clothes, that is غسلين. غسلين in the hell, it's that wrong, the dirt of all the evildoers, the dirt of the sin. And that becomes the drink of those to whom the hell is going to be assigned. Here Rasulullah says, if a bucket of غسلين is thrown onto the east of this earth, those living in the west, their skulls, they will boil as a result of that heat and that odor of that smell of that غسلين. And then says, لو زفرت جهنم زفرة لم يبقى ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. As we breathe in and breathe out, Rasulullah says that Jahannam also breathes in and breathes out. Says, the moment Jahannam breathes in and breathes out, لَمْ يَبْقَ مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ, not an angel, the angels who are the near angels of Allah, will they remain, but that they will bow down, they will fall to the ground and say and that God have mercy. Rabbi nafsi nafsi. And here says that Ibrahim, to whom Ishaq is the most dearest, that is, he waited for a century and at the age of 100 years he was blessed with Prophet Ishaq, his son. Says Ibrahim, who is Abul Anbiya, the father of all the prophets, and to whom this his dearest son was given, upon seeing the horror of the day, he would say, God, have mercy on me first. I am your friend Ibrahim. So it's that horror of the Day of Judgment. The same thing can be seen in Quran, that upon seeing the horror of the Day of Judgment, women pregnant will drop their load and they will run for their own self. A father will forget his son, a brother will forget his brother, everyone will forget, no one will remember anyone. Here says Ibrahim would say, have mercy on me first. When Prophet Ibrahim says as such, then who are we? What will we say then? And then says, that was about the horror of the Day of Judgment. On one occasion, Rasulullah, he was all alone and Jibreel comes to him. Jibreel is upset. Rasulullah says, what are the reasons for your distress, Jibreel? And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, today the bellows of Jahannam were laid. Rasulullah says, what are the manafikh or the bellows of Jahannam? Says, Allah, he instructed the fire to burn for 1,000 years. Until it turned red. And then he instructs the fire to burn for a further 1,000 years until it turned white. Instructed it to burn for another 1,000 years until it turned black. And then says it is that black fire which has been burning for 3,000 years is the fire which is present in Jahannam. And then says, if just a little blaze of it, which is half a meter, is put onto this planet Earth, this Earth will melt due to the heat of that fire of Jahannam. That is that fire which is waiting and where people will be punished. Then Rasulullah talks about the heaven, says, Ya Abadar, لو أن إمرأة من نساء أهل الجنة اتلعت من نساء الدنيا من سماء الدنيا في ليلة ظلماء لأضاءت لها الأرض أفضل مما يضيئها القمر. Says, if a woman from among the women of the heaven is presented on over the skies of this earth only for a glance, he says that by the presence of that one woman, by the beauty which she will possess, this entire earth will glow much more than a full moon glows on this earth. That is because of the presence of that one lady. And لَأَضَاءَتْ لَهَا الْأَرْضُ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا يُضِيءَهَا الْقَمَرُ. And the fragrance of this woman will be felt by every inhabitant of the earth. And if the dresses that will be given to those to whom the heaven will be assigned, if it was shown onto this earth, people, they will faint upon seeing the beauty of what is going to be present and available for them. Quran says in Surah Ar-Rahman that the rugs that we have in the heavens, the rugs, for example, this one, the most beautiful part of the rug is that upper layer of it. The under layer of that rug, there is no beauty in it. But Quran says the underlay of the rugs that will be in the heaven, it's going to be from harir and silk and what not. Now what is going to be the top part of it, no one knows. On one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ascends to the heavens on the night of Mi'raj, he says that Jibreel was showing me around everything, and there he comes to a point where he sees that there is a palace that is being built. And when I inquired, whose is that? I was informed that palace belongs to such and such a mu'min living in dunya. Rasulullah says that, okay, why are they building it so slowly? Why do they lay a block and then sit and rest? And after a long time, they lay another block. Jibreel says that this mu'min, this home, this dwelling place belongs to that mu'min. Whenever he recites Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar, once one block is laid over there. As if the building material of our homes there is sent from here. If that building material is sent quickly, rapidly, the homes also will be built quickly and rapidly. So we have to constantly train ourselves, as it was mentioned even yesterday, that train ourselves so much that all these recitals, these beautiful recitals that we have, recite them a lot. That is, train ourselves to have a target set, that every day recite a set number of salawat, every day recite a set number of tasbihat arba'a, la ilaha illallah, etc., etc. This tongue, it has to move. It has to constantly move. In one of my trips, I went to someone, and I think it was Toronto. There, a person, he came, he said that Maulana stuck, can't find any way out. Any dua, any help. I told him, okay, we have this namaz, Imam Zamana. Recite it, it helps a lot, very effective. He says, the type of job I do, I don't get time to say prayers. By the time I'm home, I'm dead tired. I told him, okay, recite 1,000 salawat. That is also very effective. He says, I can't. 1,000, it's too much. Okay, how much you can? 100. He says, anything lesser than 100? I told him, okay, 40 salawat, just recite and send it to Rasulullah and he will help. He says, yeah, 40 is good. I'll ask my wife to recite it. That is not good. We have to recite ourselves. Mafatihul Jinan that we have, every one of us knows what this book is. Written about 50 years ago, and after the Quran, we find the maximum number of copies that have been printed are of this Mafatihul Jinan in all these different languages. There is no home where this Mafatihul Jinan doesn't exist. Someone asked the author, Marhum Shaykh Abbas Qumi, that how come so much of barakat was given to this work of yours that everyone has a copy of this book in every home? What dynamic did you do? He says, I didn't do anything dynamic. What I did was that I wrote this book and I said, Allah, I give it a gift to Zahra alayha salam. It was gifted, presented to her. And the productivity which we find, the output that is seen, it's because of her. Because of that distribution center, it is so strong that people, they benefit from it. We have this ayah in Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. That is, Allah, grant us the good in this dunya. Grant us the good in the hereafter. And for that, what do we mean by that good? Is it something special? Any prayer, any fast, any dua, any Quran? Marhum Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says that God give us Fatima in this dunya. Give us Fatima in that hereafter. If someone gets Fatima here and there, he's got everything. We don't need to list and itemize anything specific. We have her, we have everything. The days, they are just opportunities that are given to us so that we shed a few tears for the noble household. And these tears, as it was mentioned, are means of purification of ourselves, showing a bond to the noble house of Ali and Zahra. Masa'ib that unfold on this household right from the day one, after the demise of the Prophet, they are great. Worst of all were those that were seen on the day of Ashura. And these masa'ib were seen most by Zainab-e Kubra. Things which she saw by her eyes were not even seen by Amir al-Mu'mineen, were not even seen by Zahra. In one of the riwayat that we have, our sixth Imam, he says that masa'ib seen by Zahra and Ali were Adha and Amar, much bitter, that were seen by Hussein and Zainab. Bitter, very bitter. Says, how was it? Says, we, Hussein perished on that day of Ashura. Everyone with him also passed away. The household was taken captive. But Hussein never saw them being taken into captivity. Says, but Ali did see Zahra being crushed between the door and the wall. Zahra did see how Ali was dragged into the streets of Medina. Hussein did not see that. Things which Zainab al-Kubra sees, no one else ever saw. Eyewitness to some of the crimes committed on that day of Ashura, she is the only one who has seen. The only eyewitness. When Abu Abdullah fell from his horse, and this loyal horse, when it fell into the pit, brings the rider to the edge of that pit so that Imam is hurt lesser when he wants to disembark from it, when he wants to fell down to the ground. That even that animal, it had that much of shu'ur in understanding. Says Imam fell to the ground. He makes a pillow-like structure under his cheeks, under his head. And there, when he has collapsed, the only one who rushed for his support and his help is Zainab-e Kubra. Maqatil, they say that she rushes to the battlefield. She falls down, she stands up. She throws that dust on her head and face. What we see on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, when Mu'mineen have all this earth and dust on their head and face, it's something we have learned from Zainab. She fell, she stands up, rushes, and comes by Abu Abdullah. Now what she sees, no one saw. That Mal'oon Shim comes by the Imam, comes, is seated on the chest of the Imam. Andamburi dan azindagi din kamad bimaktal shimre siyah din umidavido manmidavida umidavido منی دریدم او سوی مقتل من سوی قاتل. She says that on that day he ran and I ran. He ran towards the maqtal and I ran towards the killer, towards Shem. Usuye maqtal man suye qatil umine shasto man mine shasta umine shasto man mine shasta uruye sine man dar muqabil. She says, he sat and I sat. He sits on the chest and I sit facing him. Umi kishido, mami kishida. Umi kishido, mami kishida. U khanjar az kin, man ah az dil. He pulled, and I also dragged, I also pulled. She says, he pulled his arrow out, and it was the size that I had. Umi burido, manni burida. Umi burido, manni burida. U az Hussein san. Man ghayr azudin. Says that he also severed and I also severed. He removes the head of Abdullah and I break hope from everything but Abdullah. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu أي منقلب ينقلبون. إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها 10 times يا الله 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 يا الله. اللهم أحينا حياة محمد وآل محمد وأمتنا ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم ارزقنا في الدنيا زيارة محمد وآل محمد وفي الآخرة شفاعة محمد وآل محمد. اللهم عجل في فرج محمد وآل محمد. Ilahi, accept these tears that were shed in the love of Hussein and Zahra. Ilahi, all those who are ill and ailing, especially those present in this majlis, all those who have hopes from these majalis, accept and grant them shifa. All those who have departed from among us, may Allah elevate their ranks. Ya Allah, hasten in the return of our Imam, our Master, our Hujjah. Count us and our children among the best who ever existed, those who seek shahadat in his service. Ya Allah, hasten in his return. Ya Allah, grant dignity and honor to every Muslim worldwide. Defamation and disgrace to kufr, shirk and nifaq. Wa'ajjil fi faraji maulana sahib al-zaman, Matam Hussain.